aren't rather than escalating it to Bill's level. And Bill said, well, first of all, it's absolutely clear his basic charge is false. Part of what he's saying may have some validity, and I'm trying to get that straightened out now. And Sullivan is up meeting with McCoskey now. McCoskey has to see him. So Sullivan's going up and is trying to get all the stuff, all of his charges out of him. Sullivan will attack him, will take him on at the Kennedy hearings. He's going to go up, because they're going to go into this Thursday now, at the Kennedy hearings. Is that true? Like, that's one thing. Bill's ready to move as soon as they know what they're doing. He's afraid they're going to get caught with the facts screwed up, because the problem is, from the time that Sullivan left, there was an interim before Godley got there. And at that time, they're not sure what the Air Force did do. And he may have something to play with in that area. I got it. Trying to get that screwed up. May not. But that's all right. Bill was all set up, and then he said, as soon as that's, we get past, get the facts straight, he said, I'll have a press conference, and they'll ask me, they're bound to ask me about it at a press conference, and then I'll get it.
Good.
Well, he's saying it's a good way to.
He knows that he's on background.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if that's just lying.
No question.
Does he know about the terrible way the guy acted toward Godley when he was out there? So,
yeah.
Good.
So, there's no question on that. All right. Now, the other thing he called about was he was concerned about the Byrd Porter ship. He said, first of all,
Byrd drinks.
Byrd has a serious drinking and screwing problem, and he thinks there's something wrong with it. I mean, that he's, you know, something's gone wrong with the guy. Secondly, he knows nothing about Vietnam. Thirdly, he personally would be an impossible guy for Rogers to deal with. And fourth, the move has already basically been done. Porter already knows they're going to move in. And they're set to do it right after the Korean War.
Well, I was expecting to talk to Henry about it. Gentlemen, if he's a drinker, you can't do much about it. I know he drinks, but what I know about the screwing, who's he screwing? Somebody out there?
Girls.
Well, girls, of course, but I mean, is it somebody department?
No.
Well, hell, I all. But it's all these State Department people.
Apparently, you're running around with a worse than usual problem.
I told Schultz about this follow up in terms of when I said that. Really said we've got to do something. I'm trying to shape them up around here a little. You know about we're going to be in a position next year where we're going to have, in the woodwork. I don't want any in the White House. That's your job. But I told George I didn't want any in ODM. But I don't, as much as we can, I don't want any in the agencies who are there disloyal, leaking all over the place, pissing on us. And we have got to make an example of somebody. And now. Now this is a good one to make an example of. Well, I know they'll probably line into Republican with 18 kids. That's too goddamn bad. But I think he's probably a career guy, and his ass just goes out for incompetence. Correct me, though. But I tell you, who is the man to be trusted? Malik? Can Malik find a few other people that we can... I want to make examples of in public, you know? People who don't follow. I didn't. Really, we're having a hell of a time, even on that. And I trust that Grogan brings that in here. He says that he couldn't be able to find these two. Mitchell overlooked because it's the IT&T case. Find these two models because of the veil of McLaren. And I started McLaren and have his resignation here in Sacramento. Or he lays off the case. And that's how I mean that.
That wouldn't be bad at all. You make a lot of points. But
McLaren's resignation. Well, we would. We'd raise hell a lot of the. But listen, the people that are for the antitrust prosecutions are never going to be for us.
For us.
That is the point that we get. And I'm not going to stand for it. I'm just not going to stand for it. God damn it, I've given orders over there. Mitchell's going to like that. Mitchell, you know, like every attorney general, defends the lawyers. God damn him, we have got to be concerned about the loyalty of the people. Are you concerned about it? I'm goddamn concerned.
Yep.
The Yost is what brought it home. God damn it, I'm not going to have any lawyers to the extent that we can find them. But you've got to make some examples of people. We should have fired that son of a bitch before. Fired him, you know?
I didn't know he knew he was that much of a problem. He was playing pretty cool.
Right.
While he was in.
Sure.
But that's your problem, of course. There are probably others like that that are around that we don't...
I want... All right. Fine. I want George Bush to look over that whole goddamn staff of the United Nations. And all appointees. I want... All right. United Nations are appointees by the president. Frank, let's find out. Rather than that, give me a study of it, and I don't want to, I won't take a week, give me 24 hours. We really got to get that problem. Now, George won't want to get rid of this and that and the other, but I do. Let's clean house. I want a clean house of the United Nations. I want every son of a bitch that supported Yost. I want to know who they are. You understand what I'm talking about? Why didn't somebody think of this before? You know that Yost has got a whole bunch, right? Is George looking at him?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I would be damn surprised if he were, because he's a sort of an naive little fellow. He hadn't been around the track. I want to know who works their bases. They keep our people to simmer up and suck, you know, to people that they think they need. By God, let's find out. I want Yost's closest associates out of there. Out of there. Is that clear? Out of there and fast. Goddamn fast. That's the way to handle the Yost thing. Now, don't let Rogers put you off on this. By road, maybe we'll be put off on it. But I want Yost. You go to George and then I go. If George doesn't want to do it, I'll do it. Right at the highest level. He ought to do it. But we have got to clean out that goddamn staff. Up there. By that, there must be somebody at the various levels. I want to know who are the State Department people who were close to Charles Yost at the United Nations. And they're always walling around about other things, large warming around. They're not thinking of this. That's the way to get at these people. You've got to get at the whole mess. Hagar resigns, he resigns. I order. It's tough. John didn't want to do it. I hate to tell clients, but Kleinbeach, look, why does some Kleinbeach, he says back to the Attorney General, John, I can understand they want to release his, he is firm and had something to do with his company. Fine, I have anything to do with it. But when John Erlich calls Kleinbeach ought to do it. That's what I'm getting at. You have to fire around and have me have to call him. That's wrong, sir. Don't you agree with him? Because otherwise, now the president has had to take to get into this case. And I am. But I did. I've known it for as a matter because we're not going to have this firing around. I want clients to know, you know, that the president should be kept away from these cases. Why should I get involved? Staff member does what you got your staff for. Staff member doesn't do it unless they don't matter if the case is important, unless I'm important.
It's your bird, son. We're betting on something that the other pre-sign for his meeting. Coming came in, boy, he was just bubbling over. He just thinks.
About China?
No, he will not China. Really, just about things in general. And I said, what did you think about China? I had to raise China. And he said, oh, he just chortled. And I said, just got completely confused. He said, up there at Harvard, they just don't know what to think.
What's he think about the demonstrations?
He doesn't think it's going to amount to much. He said he saw the veterans march coming across from Arlington, and he said it was a thickened little group of people. That one contingent was full star mothers, and the lady leading it couldn't have been over 40 years old. He said, I thought I'd go up there and say, honey, if you're a full star mother, you should have started early.
Did he raise a question about the Henning Hoover? No, that wasn't great.
No.
That's the one thing he's just apathetic about. I mean, I don't know what the senator is here, President.
But he was, I'm glad to hear that. What's making him mobile? I don't know. Things look good. No, that's always pretty much. He's the good side.
He catching hell from Harvard, imagine.
Not too much so. He said everybody, you know, some of them are bad, some of them aren't. But he's having a good time. He's making some speeches and not seeing how to
go. We're pushing everything.
He raised points of the time travel. He thinks the time wasn't right for a while, but he thinks it is now that once in a while you ought to get a group like you and he had talked about him for a chat, you know, now that 5 o'clock that time. And he'll have a few ideas into us on that.
Actually, yeah. Be on.
Well, it's good for him just to have a reason to have to come down here officially.
Good. Well, he was a good friend. He was the first one to pick a Democrat to hold in a cabinet to get up and say a kind word.
Yeah.
And in college,
another Democrat to keep it going.
Now maybe we'll get sorry.
Who knows?
If it works.
I think Bill wants to.
Bridge. Where I quarrel with George is that he sent a memorandum. He hadn't done anything about this guy. God damn it, I wanted somebody fired.
Did he get that point?
He got it. He didn't run. I told him, I said, fire him. I said, today, we fired him. And I said, I want to publicize that he was fired. Fire him, demote him, whatever you can do.
I just shot another judge saying exactly the same thing. That's right.
Anyhow, they don't do it. I tell you what, everybody around here in the OMB and the cabin is just too goddamn kind. Nobody gets his ass kicked out. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
This is the point. Economy says that we're just going to just aren't ruthless enough. I think he's right. You agree?
Yeah.
What do I do about it?
I do, because I think where we been cautioned that we couldn't do it, and we've gone ahead and done it anyway, and it hasn't hurt us one bit.
Pickles. Is that a good example?
No, sure, but it goes down that whole list. Panetta and Hickel and the doctor of benches.
Yeah.
And the old, you know, and the science guy Long or whatever his name was that they turned and they said we had to take and kill us with the science committee. Bullshit.
Antoven.
Would ruin us if we let Antoven go, and, you know, right down the line. Apparently as much as getting that guy in and trying to live with him. Do bridge?
Thank God.
And I'm out of here soon.
Good. Well, look around, believe me. I'm thrilling now. I just think in the cabin too, we could do bridge.
We couldn't live through the bridge in the
end. Do you really think that we have to keep what we do,
right? I kind of do, yeah.
Why?
Well, apparently he goes out the search for him.
Yes, so. His problem is just that he has a good feeling to figure out, which is different from the guy like, well, you know, really, the bridge event, well, it just was soft. We got a problem, even as I say, in justice, for Christ's sake, Mitchell, of all people, won't do anything about McLaren.
Oh, he sure won't.
McLaren has given us a kick in the ass, who doesn't know us anything, and I'm not for it.